And we return here inside Scott City A's Hardware here with our coaches show. We now talk with softball here as Scott City softball has had a good season so far. We got a couple of sophomores who've made some impacts on the varsity. Start off here with Bailey Wolkenstorfer. How are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And how's the transition been for you, being kind of one of those main starters on the varsity this year?
It's fun. It's basically the same as last mm-hmm. year.
All right, and what positions do you play?
I play right on varsity, and I pitched, I think, one game.
Yeah, that's right. So you got your number called to pitch game two against Southwestern Heights last Friday. What was that moment like for you?
It was really fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, you went, what, five innings? I think five or six?
Yeah, five or six.
Well, that's all right. How'd you feel like you came out and pitched?
I thought I did really good. I had a few strikeouts.
Mm-hmm. All right, and playing in right field, that can be a challenge at times because sometimes that ball just doesn't want to go out there. So what do you do to kind of stay engaged when you're in the outfield there?
I try to talk a lot, and then I also try to move with the pitch, so it keeps me awake.
All right, that works well, but how do you feel like your hitting's coming along?
I struggled the last game, but I'm working on it, and I've done pretty good the other games.
All right, well, is this season going too fast for you?
Yes.
All right, but you've had a pretty good season. What's been your favorite moment so far this year?
Honestly, everything. It's been really fun. The team is a really good team. We all work pretty good together.
All right. Yep. And you got a few more home games left, including Friday.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, thank you again for the time here. You've had a good season so far, and good luck to you throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Bailey Wolkenstorfer for joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And we're going to get our next guest here, as she'll take the headset here. It'll be a sophomore Piper Fox joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Don't worry, I saved all the tough questions for you.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. No, but you've had made an impact there at second base this year. How's that transition to second base been for you?
It's a lot of fun. There's always room for improvement, but I feel like the more experience you get, the better you get at your position.
Yeah, and I mean, you're in that second base position, but sometimes you've had to cover the bag over at first. And what's that communication like between the first and second baseman?
Jordis and I, we try to talk a lot. Sometimes there is a miscommunication, but just working on it at mm-hmm. practice too, and just really being on the same kind of thought level, we really just have to communicate in order to get what needs to mm-hmm. be done.
All right. Well, you guys have been on quite a tear here, and yesterday a couple of good wins. How would you describe those wins for you guys yesterday?
Oh, they're awesome. Just the feeling of being able to go out there and get what needs to be done mm-hmm. quickly and efficiently. It's just a really good feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, the season's just gone pretty well, and just looking forward to see what it leads to.
Oh, no question about it. And do you like where you're at with your hitting?
There's always room for improvement, yeah. No matter what you're doing. But I have gotten a lot better throughout the season, just with confidence and seeing the faster pitching and mm-hmm. all the different movements and stuff. So it's been a difference, but just working on it more, stuff like that, really helps.
All right. Well, word on the street is you're now turning into a bunter.
Oh, yep. Somewhat like that, yeah. I guess.
How's that gone?
Good. I really enjoy doing it, but it is not something I'm quite used to yet, so just working on it at practice and just making sure I'm confident in it, but I do enjoy doing it.
All right. Well, I hope your season continues to go well here, Piper, and thanks again as always, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, sophomore Piper Fox joining us here, so now we get assistant coach Amber Lotta. She was called from the bullpen to come in. Oh, how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. So how's it been being an assistant coach, just, you know, kind of being a couple years out of the high school playing yourself?
It's been really fun, actually. The girls make it really enjoyable.
So you mainly get to coach the JV?
Yes.
All right. So how's that been for you guys this year?
Really good. They've improved a lot from the beginning of the year. I mean, more of the girls are hitting. More mm-hmm. of the girls have confidence when they go up to and step up to that plate to bat. And even in the fielding area, too, just more confidence.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have definitely had a lot of fun. And some of the times you get some JV games on the game days for varsity. Sometimes you don't. But, you know, how's or as a, what's it like for you maybe as a coach compared to where you were as a player a couple years ago?
You know, I still enjoy it just as much as I was when I was playing. It's fun to get into the games with the mm-hmm. girls, and I think the girls have the same energy that I have mm-hmm. as a coach, you know. Being intense in it, and the girls being able to run the bases quick, and being able to listen to me on when to go and everything else, it makes it fun when you're aggressive.
So are you kind of one of those that's been able to kind of go out there and get the glove out for practice and, show, this is kind of what you did, and or show any highlights, I guess?
I do not do that, but every once in a while I'll get out there and field with the girls a little bit, but they're a lot better than I am. I kind of lost it.
Oh, well, it doesn't take much, man. No, I'm kidding. But as you move forward here, what would you like to see from maybe the varsity and JV squad here? Of course, we got a home game on Friday with Ellis, but I don't know if it's a JV game either for them or not.
Nope, it's just varsity Friday. What I'd like to see a lot more communication out there mm-hmm. on the field between all of the girls, more confidence, too. Just knowing that when they step up to that plate that they can hit the ball, and they have to know that. And then when there's a pop fly, they know that they can catch it. But more communication and more confidence really is what I want to see.
All right. But, it's been an exciting season, and it always goes too fast, doesn't it?
It is really flying by. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. Next Friday is already May 1st.
It's weird.
Yeah. All right. Once again, it's Coach Amber Lotta joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Lady Beavers off to a good start for softball this year, and they'll be at home against Ellis on Friday. And the next Friday is going to be home against Garden City. That'll be their next home game after this Friday. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck to you guys coming up.
Thanks.